Do you need to rest again?
Yes, dear Stephen. Please, let's sit down here. Oh!
You look pale. Here, have some water.
Oh, thank you. Oh, it's lovely here.
Mm. Look, that must be Mount Tabor, and over there, the Jezreel Valley. Perhaps there's a small village nearby where we could make a new home.
Yes. It is what Titus wanted for us.
I wish he could be here. I hope Father never finds him, or us.
I believe we're safe, at last. And so blessed. Oh, I can't thank God enough for your healing. It's still too good to be true.
I wish I could do something for the Master in return. Mother, I would like to be his disciple one day.
Mm. Perhaps your opportunity will come.
Oh, time to get going again, Abacus.
What's going on?
No use, boy. Got you caught like a fish.
Get this net off me!
Quiet, boy. You're not in a position to be demanding anything. Bind him.
Leave me be. I've got honest work to do and I'll have no part of your thievery.
Oh, we'll see about that. Oh, what do we have here?
That's been entrusted to me.
It's dangerous to be carrying riches on these roads. You ought to be grateful that your father is here to protect you.
That belongs to my master. Return it at once!
I'm your master now. And you're a part of your father's work, like a good son ought to be. Keep him bound. Kestis, put him in your charge. Do not let him out of your sight.
Yes, DeMarcus.
Please, you can have me. I'll go with you and do as you say. All I ask is that you let me return the gold to my master. You'll think I stole it. You'll believe I'm untrustworthy.
My son, you did steal it for your father. You are untrustworthy. You left me and hid like a scared rat. Whatever they think of you is only the truth. Now let's go. We have work to do in Jerusalem and no time to waste.
Jerusalem? Why Jerusalem?
You shall see.
It's not much farther. We'll find a place to stay for the night.
I hope so. Oh, these hills are so steep. Mm. Oh!
Mother!
Oh, I'm all right. Oh, who would ever want to live here? What did you say the name of this town is?
Nazareth. It's where Jesus is from.
Oh, I suppose if you wanted to hide from the outside world, this is the place to live.
Mm.
Oh.
Perhaps we...
Oh.
Mother?
Oh.
Mother?
Oh.
Are you all right? Mother!
Oh.
Mother! Please! Someone, help us!
Sorry about the cords, Titus. I know they must hurt.
It doesn't matter now. All that I've been entrusted with has been lost.
You have greater worries now, boy. Your father won't hesitate to cut your throat and mine if you try to escape again.
Gestas, you consider me a friend, do you not? Please untie me so I might return to my master and earn back what I lost. You can flee for your freedom as well.
You talk like a fool. He would find us and kill us both. Well, here with us, you at least have a life.
If this is life, I'd rather be dead. Robbing and killing. I abhor it.
And for some reason, he abhors you.
Hard to believe I'm his flesh and blood. He never treats me like a son.
Perhaps.
You're not his son.
What are you saying, Gestas?
Nothing real.
No, please. You didn't say that without reason. What do you know?
He admitted to me once, you are not the son of his blood.
What? Then who is my father?
I do not know. He's only spoken of it in drunkenness. Oh, I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Please! Someone help us! My mother's sick! Please! Please!
I heard your cry. What's the trouble?
My mother, she's fainted.
Oh, poor dear. She's still breathing, though not deeply. Carry her to my home. I live close by. She can rest there.
Thank you. We're travellers, searching for a place to settle.
Nazareth is a small village, but safe. And my home is your home.
You're very kind. There's a teacher, a rabbi. Jesus was his name. He lived here in Nazareth. Hmm. Did you know him, Jesus?
Yes, I know him well. I'm his mother. My name is Mary.
You untied me.
Yes. DeMarcus gave me permission. But you must stay close, Titus.
I'll stay. Gather the rest. What are they all meeting about?
Okay. He's telling them the plan. For tonight.
But surely this is too dangerous. The Roman guards are a powerful force.
Why do I tolerate your cowardly whining?
Oh.
Do you think I would march into the clutches of the Romans without a plan?
Yeah, but will this plan of yours lead to our wealth or to our death?
When did you become the leader, huh? Answer me!
Let go of me! I can't breathe!
There are 500 men already. We'll join them. Tonight, we will succeed.
Tonight?
Before the moon rises. We'll force the temple gates open, and inside are enough golden vessels to keep us wealthy for the rest of our lives. Yes, that's the... Bring the boy here. He's coming with me.
You're taking him? I can assure you, I'll watch him closely. He'll not escape.
And I'll make certain it stays that way. Come here, boy.
I've done nothing but cooperate, Father.
And I have a reward for your cooperation. Tonight you will meet the greatest revolutionary Israel has ever known.
Who do you speak of?
A man named Jesus. Jesus Barabbas. Greetings, Barabbas.
Who's this? You were supposed to come alone.
Barabbas, this is my son. He won't speak a word. Isn't that right, boy?
Whatever you say, Father.
Those of our own flesh and blood are the only ones to be trusted. Isn't that right, brother?
Half, brother.
Now tell me the plan.
We'll have armed men lined up on both sides of the temple. When I give the signal, the revolt begins. We'll bring these Roman pigs to their knees.
Oh, sounds risky. Roman guards are well armed. And sedition is punishable by death.
I'm well aware. And yes, there is a risk. But they'll be surprised, and my men are determined and disciplined. They would die for the privilege of ripping down that cursed eagle.
Eagle?
Where have you been, boy? The golden eagle, symbol of Rome's conquest. Herod had it mounted right up there on the temple gate. He uses it to mock us. And I will stop at nothing until I see those Romans' rotting corpses smouldering in Gehenna. Can I count on you and your men, Demarcus?
We'll be there.
I have preparations to make. Listen for the signal tonight. Outside the temple gates, you will hear three blasts of the shofar. I must leave now.
I thought your plan was to steal treasures from the temple.
not to rebel against the Roman Empire.
My brother's fight with Rome matters nothing to me. But his quest opens the door of the temple. The door of our fortune, huh?
Have some more soup, Prisca. And I'll get another cool cloth for your head. You're very kind, Mary. It is the least I can do. I'm afraid I won't recover. My heart is weak. Leave that in the hands of the Lord. His will is for your good. For now, rest. I'll wait with Stephen.
Oh, he's a good boy. I don't deserve him.
Just rest.
How is she?
Still very weak.
Can we... I mean, Jesus is your son. Can't you send for him?
I don't know where Jesus is, Stephen. But I'm sure he's about his father's business.
Can you tell me about him?
Jesus?
Yes. As a boy, what was he like?
He'd often sit under the fig tree outside, doing his studies. He was a wonderful storyteller. Always had us laughing and thinking. The children of the neighborhood couldn't wait to hear his stories. He'd always have a baby or two on his lap. They loved him so. But he was different from my other children.
Well, did he ever perform miracles as a child?
He could have, I'm sure. But he'd often say it was not yet his time.
Do you? You know him best. Is he the Messiah?
I heard it from the angel of the Lord himself. He is Emmanuel, God with us, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Truly, Jesus is our Messiah.
Sounded the signal yet. Probably waiting for these Roman pigs to pass. You have your sword ready? Yes. Keep your eyes on Titus. I still don't trust him. He will use his sword tonight. He won't betray us. Look, remember. We kill all the guards near the gate and then steal away into the temple. Take whatever you see. This should be a night to remember. I will not miss my mark. Our time has come!
Rebel brigands are attacking! Summon more soldiers!
Titus! Behind you! Defend yourself!
I can't. I just...
I'll
I can't...
I'll kill you!
Don't you!
I'll take that!
I killed him! I didn't mean to kill him!
Take this. Your head! You must stop the bleeding! There are more soldiers on the way!
I can't fight! I must get away!
Titus! Titus! Come back! Titus!
If I can rest for a bit, I can head back to Capernaum tomorrow. I can explain myself to Ben and I. Oh, my head. Oh, my...
Oh, boy. You're bleeding out. What happened to you? Help! severely injured.
He must have been caught up in the rebellion. Or he's one of the insurgents himself.
Oh, boy! Do you rebel against the Honourable Herod?
Yes, but not by choice.
Well, strange. He looks like a Jew, but he doesn't dress like one.
Difficult to say if he's a Jew or a Greek with all that blood. I'll have him dragged to the prison where they put the other rebels.
Well, have they caught many?
Oh, yes, including the leader Barabbas. Ought to make for an interesting Passover week.
Stephen.
How is she?
Growing weaker. I'm afraid she is. Oh, Stephen. She has something she must tell you.
Is she still awake? Can I see her now?
Yes.
Mother, dear mother.
Dear Stephen. I've done something evil.
No.
You need to know.
No, you're not evil. You loved me when...
Shh. Listen to me, my son. Mary has helped me to see what I could not see before. I will cover my sin no longer and beg you to set it right.
What is it?
Many years ago, I was a servant to a most noble lady who gave birth to a baby boy. He was a beautiful child named David. I was his nursemaid, and I loved him as dearly as I loved you.
Yes.
Dumarcus worked for the lady's husband, who was a man of great authority in the temple. After someone accused him of stealing, your father lost his position. You were merely an infant at the time. You wouldn't stop crying that evening. He was so enraged. He took his anger out on you. That is how you were crippled. Dumarcus vowed vengeance. The next day, he forced me to take little David and you and flee far away.
He stole someone's child?
I longed to restore the boy to his mother. But once when I spoke of it, Dumarcus beat me nearly to death. I never dared mention it again.
But the boy? What does David... What happened to him?
You know him as Titus.
Titus?
Where are you taking me?
Where do you think? You're to be judged before Pontius Pilate today. You and the others.
Which others?
For a prisoner, you think you're owed a lot of answers, don't you? The next prisoner, my excellency, Titus from Capernaum.
At his charge?
He's accused of having incited an insurrection against Rome on the evening of Adar, the 27th day. He also stands accused of murder. By his own hand, he slayed a soldier of the Roman guard.
What do you say in answer to the charges brought against you?
I was only defending myself.
I am weary of this whole affair. Are there witnesses?
8 witnesses say they saw this man slay a soldier of the Imperial Guard.
and one testified of his association with the revolutionary Barabbas.
I see. One of the leaders, then. Bring the rebel Dumarcus forward.
Dumarcus?
You know this man?
Yes. He's my father.
Your father has already testified against you. He claims that he came to Jerusalem to keep you from this insurrection. What do you have to say in your defense?
I have no defense. My only consolation is that I'll no longer have to do his bidding.
Alas, you see, he is a wayward lad and has caused me great sorrow. It pains my father's heart to testify against my own son.
But... Silence! You've both been found guilty of murder, and you tire me with your lies. I hereby declare Jesus Barabbas, Dumarcus of Capernaum, and Titus, son of Dumarcus, condemned. You shall be nailed to the cross on Friday, the 15th day of Nisan, and remain thereon until you breathe your last.
I'm so sorry, Stephen. She died peacefully. She died forgiven.
Thank you. Thank you for making her last days comfortable.
She was a brave woman who loved her children. I know you have no one left to care for you. Please know you can stay with me.
Thank you. But I must first fulfill my mother's last request, to tell this family the truth about their son.
I have something for you. Here. Your mother gave this to me to pass on to you. She's carried it with her for years. It's the tunic David had on the day he was taken. Surely they will recognize this and know you speak the truth.
Thank you. I'll leave the first light.
I'll come with you if you don't mind. I believe my son will be in Jerusalem for Passover.
Jesus, I should very much like to see him again.
I as well.
I cannot believe it. It is true, Lord Caiaphas. I saw the man Lazarus with mine own eyes, alive and well.
And you are certain he had been dead?
It is certain. There were witnesses. I myself saw the tomb where Lazarus laid for 4 days, and the grave clothes.
You are deceived.
Yes.
The simple will believe anything.
This Jesus does not gain from his miracles. He does not seek followers from the rich, the religious, or the powerful.
Enough! Enough of this! Let us decide how to put an end to this deceiver.
Leave us.
Yes, agreed.
Now, Malchus.
Yes, sir.
We've dealt too gently with this blasphemer. Blasphemer! For too long. The influence of this Jesus must cease, and quickly.
Noble yes. Annas, I cannot agree with you more.
Yet his popularity grows, even more so with the rumors of Lazarus. He works by the powers of Beelzebub.
Yes. But his following is too strong. The people would riot if we sentenced him now, especially during Passover.
He should have been dealt with long ago. This blasphemer must... die!
Yes.
He has done nothing worthy of death.
You know nothing, Nicodemus.
Consider it expedient that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not.
Oh, well spoken, well spoken.
I propose an edict. If any man knows where this Jesus is, he should reveal it that the Nazarene might be taken.
He must be seized in secret. To avoid an uproar from the people.
There must also be some evidence secured against
him. What are we doing here?
This is hypocrisy.
I wonder if you've become a disciple of this Jesus yourself, Nicodemus. You continually defend the man.
Think what you will. I will have no part in this evil plot.
Then leave. You are contrary to the counsel of the Sanhedrin.
Yeah.
So be it.
Pardon my intrusion.
Malchus! This is a private meeting.
I apologize, my lord, but a man wishes to speak to you. He said it is an urgent matter about Jesus.
Who is he?
It is one of the followers of the Nazarene. He said his name is Judas Iscariot.
A follower, you say? Very well. Send him in.
I will miss you. But I will fulfill your last request.
Stephen, we should go while there is enough daylight for our journey.
Of course. Mary. I don't know what I'll say to Titus if I see him. It seems so unjust.
Though it may have been intended for evil, God meant it for good. You will see.
I have much to learn.
Mother. Stephen. I'm so sorry.
This rabbi, he teaches forgiveness. That God wants to be our father forever.
Titus.
Jesus. Is that you?
Prisoner, wake up. It's time for your meal.
Was that a dream?
Boy, you're gonna wish you were dreaming. Here's your bread.
God, if you're real, please help me. What did Stephen tell me? God wants to be our Father. Our Father in heaven. Father in heaven.
He's still praying, John.
Still praying. Peter, I'm concerned. He sounded like he was in anguish over something dreadful.
I wondered what he meant when he said his soul was sorrowful unto death.
Why does he want us to sit here and keep watch? For what?
It's a strange night. I don't know why. I can just feel it. I'm keeping my sword close at hand.
All that travelling today, and that meal. It's hard to keep my eyes open.
What a Passover that was, huh? The master washing our feet. I still can't believe it.
I know. I've never seen anything like it. So what was that all about with Judas leaving tonight?
And he took the money back with him.
All I know is the master wants us to pray. But I don't know what else to pray about. It's getting chilly out here, and I'm exhausted.
Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet, not what I will. Father, If it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, your will be done.
May your will be done.
May your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven.
Hail, Master.
Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?
Take him, men.
What's happening? Should we strike with our swords?
My ear! Cut off my ear!
Put away your sword, Peter.
Master.
Those who fight by the sword shall perish by the sword.
My ear!
Malchus, be healed.
Your disciples may go. Bind him.
This is your hour, when darkness reigns.
Answer me, Nazarene! Your life depends on it.
I have spoken openly. I have taught in the synagogue and the temple. Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard me.
This is how you speak to the high priest? How dare you?
If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why do you smite me?
He asked for witnesses? Well, let them be brought.
Yes, let's hear the witnesses.
Zebediah the blacksmith, one of the children of Abraham, my lord.
Speak, Zebediah. Do you know the prisoner before you?
I do, most worthy Caiaphas. He is a Nazarene named Jesus. He blasphemes against the temple and our leaders!
What do you know of his teaching?
I myself heard him say, "Beware of the scribes, for they care nothing but for their long robes. They make long prayers for show and are hypocrites and fools." I mean, this is what he teaches.
And what about his blaspheming against the temple? Yes.
We heard him say, "I will destroy this temple and build another in 3 days."
That was 4 days. I remember him saying.
Oh, it was 3 days, I tell you.
Four. He said two.
It was three. Enough! Fools. What is it which these men testify against you? Will you not speak? I adjure you, by the living God, tell us, are you the Messiah, the Son of God?
I am.
Sin!
And you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the power of God and coming in the clouds of heaven.
What further need do we have of witnesses?
None.
You have heard the blasphemy yourself. Men of Yahweh, listen to me. We will take him before Pilate, and he will be judged! Yes, yes, yes.
Your rations?
Thank you. Sir, could I ask, why are the crowds shouting? Never heard the streets so loud.
Oh, they're calling for Jesus of Nazareth.
Jesus? But they sound angry.
Of course. They're demanding his death.
What?
He stands before Pontius Pilate now.
But why?
These Jews are never satisfied. They always want more. And now they want blood.
But he's a good man. I've met him.
Well, I'll put in a good word for him then. The prisoner thinks the Nazarene is a good man. I'm sure he'll be pardoned at once, thanks to you.
Jesus.
There'd better be a good reason for such an urgent judgment.
Most honorable pilot, this Nazarene perverts the teaching of our temple and forbids giving tribute to Caesar, claiming that he himself is a king.
Son of God, are you?
Silence! Are you a king?
My kingdom is not of this world.
But you are a king.
You say I am a king. For this end I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should speak this truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.
What is truth? You have heard him. His kingdom is not of this world. Take and judge him according to your own law.
He desecrates the Sabbath! Scoffs at our scribes!
He mocks God with his tongue!
Nazarene! Do you answer nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against you. Do you refuse to defend yourself? Do you not know that I have power to crucify you? That I have power to release you?
You could have no power at all over me, except it were given you from above.
These are strange words, but they do not condemn you. Caiaphas, I find no guilt in this man.
If you let this man go, you are not a friend of Caesar. Whoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar.
Shall I crucify your king?
We have no king but Caesar!
He has committed nothing worthy of death. But to satisfy your thirst for blood, guards, take him and scourge him.
So, you are the king of the Jews.
Go on, Ezio.
The son of God, are you?
Yes, go on. Stand up.
Bleeds like a man.
Stand up and take it.
Go!
Go on, you
blasphemer!
Didn't see that, did you?
Bring the robes.
Here we are. Here's the robe. There we are.
The crown of thorns.
Oh, yes. Here's the crown on your head.
Oh, yeah. You're the king, all right.
Behold your king! With his crown of thorns!
Silence!
As I have judged, I find no fault in this man. According to the custom, I will release one prisoner at Passover. Shall I release to you the King of the Jews?
Not this man, but Barabbas!
Release Barabbas!
What shall I do then? What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Messiah? As you witness this day, I wash my hands. I am innocent of the blood of this just person. Take him and crucify him.
His blood be upon us and our children.
Yes, his blood on us and our children.
Bring the young one out, quickly. Bind him on that cross.
Come.
Today, already?
Come on.
Do what you must. I will not resist.
I think you're brave, eh, boy? We'll see how brave you are when you feel those nails pounding your flesh.
Shouldn't we scourge him first?
Nah, wasn't ordered. Only for the King of the Jews. Besides, we must hasten. They all need to be dead by sunset, and it's already near the sixth hour. The other one, Demarcus, he's already been taken.
Be still till this is tied, boy.
Here comes the King of the Jews. All hail.
Well, with the Son of God, you don't stand very well after a beating, do you?
That can't be.
Well, that's him, all right.
But it doesn't even look
Even look like a man anymore. They've scourged him as close to death as they could.
I can't imagine. His eyes. I know those eyes. It is him.
This one's ready. And yours?
Ready. Come on, boy.
Nazarene, forward, while you can still make it.
Jesus.
Oh, it said forward!
Jesus.
Titus, take up your cross and follow me.
Hurry! Out to the door!
You needn't be so impatient. And servants go to the back door?
Well, I'm here to see Madam Anna or Lord Caiaphas.
What business would you have with them? And they're not here anyway. Surely you would realise that.
Where are they?
Are you a foreigner? It's all anyone's been talking about for days. They're crucifying the three prisoners today at Golgotha. Master Caiaphas is, of course, there as the temple witness, being the high priest and all. And Madam Anna will make an appearance before it all starts. But she won't stay. Her stomach can't handle such things. I can't say I blame her.
Well, could I wait here until she returns?
Well, not inside, of course. But I suppose you can wait by the gate. It will take longer than usual, though. What with that Nazarene and all his followers, there might be some trouble. Why, one of them even cut off poor Malchus's ear.
Pardon me. You didn't say the Nazarene. You don't mean Jesus?
Of course. The very one. He's a troublemaker, he is. A rebel. He deserves to be put to death.
No. No, he's... Where is he?
I told you! Golgotha!
Where's that?
You are a foreigner. Follow this path up the hill and you'll see the crowds. Everyone's going there. Except me, because I must do the wash. You're welcome.
No. It is him. It's Jesus. Why?
Be quiet, or you'll be next. This crowd isn't too sympathetic toward the rabbi's followers.
What are they doing?
They're nailing him to that cross, just like they did to the other two.
Other two? Who? Oh, my.
What is it?
The one on the right. He looks like my father. And... it can't be. No, my God, please, no. It can't be.
What's wrong?
Titus. Titus, no!
Priest is nearly here. He'll want to see the King of the Jews in his rightful place.
Yes, sir.
Lift him up! Now lift him up!
Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do.
If you're the King of the Jews, save yourself.
He who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, let him save himself.
He saved others, and he cannot save himself. If he is the King of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. Malchus, report to me when it is finished.
Yes, my lord.
If you are the Messiah, save yourself and us. Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same condemnation? We are suffering justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds. But this man, he has done nothing wrong.
Titus! Jesus!
Back away, boy!
Stephen! Oh, my brother! I'm sorry.
No. No. I'm sorry. Titus, must you die? And die like this?
Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Truly, I say to you, today, you will be with me in paradise.
Take me to! Take me to, Lord!
I thirst! Don't be such a fool, Titus! He promises you paradise, and he can't even satisfy his own thirst. Father, how can you mock even now? Father, I'm not your father. You are the son of...
Titus, it's true. You are not the son of Demarchus.
But,
I brought the proof of your lineage.
Where did you get that tunic, boy? It bears the symbol of the high priest.
My mother. She gave me this tunic just before she died.
This was David's? Is he alive? Do you know where he is?
Yes. David. The son of Caiaphas. Is nailed to that cross.
Oh, Jehovah! Quickly, there may still be time to save him. Follow me.
No, I need to stay with Titus. Here, take the tunic.
My David. Where did you find this?
Marcus, does our son yet live?
He lives. But we must hasten before it's too late.
Well, hasten to where?
To the cross, where he hangs even now.
The cross? What do you mean? Oh, no. No! I knew I recognized him. I knew it in my heart.
No, you're mad.
No.
What proof do you have?
This tunic. Oh, Caiaphas, that is our son. You must save him.
It's too late. What he's done... Is done.
No! My David! Caiaphas, will you do something?
Oh, my only son. Crucified.
Can't be much longer. His breathing is faint.
For his sake, I pray it is soon.
Nicodemus, it was brave of you to come.
No longer will I hide my devotion, John.
Ellie! Ellie! Lama sabachthani! What did he say?
My God. My God, why have you forsaken me?
Grace, finish! Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
He's gone.
A god who couldn't save himself.
Had he saved himself, he could not have saved us.
Son of God.
We heard about an unusual rabbi.
They say he may be one of the prophets returned from the dead.
We have no other hope.
What kind of rabbi must he be?
I am the one you are seeking.
So with one word, this rabbi turned water into the finest wine.
According to your faith, Stephen, be healed.
I can tell you where to find the baby. I can feel my legs. I can stand. Jesus! Jesus!
He may be the Messiah.
I could say thank you for the rest of my life.
I've never known anyone like him.
Perhaps he really has been sent from God.
I watched a little deaf girl hear for the first time and a blind man receive his sight. Demons were cast out. Crippled children made whole.
I think everyone should meet him. He's the most wonderful man who's ever walked this earth.
Great crowds follow this man.
His following continues to grow.
Oh, I love the Nazarene.
He's a good man. Once you meet him, you'll know.
I think he's the kindest man in all the world.
Even the tax
tax collectors, the poor, the sick. He ministers to all of them. He seems to love these people.
According to Jesus, this story is a picture of God's longing for our return, so he can forgive us, all of us.
Every time I pull some bread out, the basket fills again.
This man should be a king!
I believe he is our only hope. Go find him, Titus. Tell him to save my daughter.
Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid.
Jesus, the waves! I can't do this!
You of little faith. Why did you doubt?
It's truly... You are... the Son of God.
Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace.
You call me daughter.
Do not fear. Only believe, and she will live.
Master, you mustn't touch the dead.
Talita kumi, little girl, I say to you, arise.
Is that... That's not... Am I imagining?
Jesus, you came. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And of his kingdom, there shall be no end.
I saw the man Lazarus with mine own eyes. Alive and well.
Titus.
Jesus. Is that you?
Your will be done.
Jesus.
My kingdom is not of this world.
Behold your king!
You could have no power at all over me, except it were given you from above.
He saved others, and he cannot save himself.
Had he saved himself, he could not have saved others.
Titus, take up your cross and follow me.
Jesus.
This is good work that you are doing. I've often said someone needs to write about these events, so thank you. Forgive me, what is your name again?
Luke.
Thank you, Luke.
So, Stephen, you said you saw him after the crucifixion.
I did. I was with the disciples in Jerusalem when he appeared to us in our midst.
You are certain it was him?
Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have.
He showed us his scars, the wound in his side. But he didn't have to. I knew those eyes. And that was the last I ever saw him. It doesn't sound very promising out there.
Things are getting worse, very quickly.
Philip, this is Luke.
Good to meet you.
You as well.
Stephen, they are about to call you before the council. They've lined up false witnesses against you.
This sounds familiar.
Stephen, it's possible they could sentence you to death.
It would be an honor to die for my lord.
If they don't sentence you, I have word there's a group threatening to stone you.
Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
Stephen, by order of the temple, you are hereby charged with sedition and blasphemy. It is time to face the council. Come.
God be with you, Stephen.
Take heart, my brother. Do you not understand? Today, I will see Jesus.
Been listening to Titus, a Comrade of the Cross, selected from the Lamplighter Family Collection of Rare Books. I'm Kathy Sarah, and I played the role of Sarah and Mary. For a copy of the book, Titus, a Comrade of the Cross, visit us online at lamplighter.net or call 1-888-246-7735. As a non-profit ministry, we depend on the support of our listeners, like you, who believe in our mission. Your gifts are tax-deductible and your prayers essential as we build Christ-like character, one story at a time. This audio play was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by John Fornoff. Sound design by Alan Hurley. Music composed by John Campbell. Our London casting director was Philip Glassborough. Project manager, Mark Drury. My fellow cast members were Jess Harnell as Finian Jones, Dominic Hecht as Titus, Harry Culverhouse as Stephen. Caiaphas was Peter Morton. Annas was John Rhys-Davies. Anna was played by Susie Bran. Dumarcus, Nick Burnell. Prisca by Emma Flett. Gestus and Nicodemus, David Oakley. Yaku by Mervyn Stutter. Jesus was played by Philip Bird. Simon Peter and Barabbas, Stuart Pendred. John by Johnny Taylor. Judas, Daniel Philpott. Salome by Sarah Finch. Ruth, Emily Woodward. Jairus, Robert Benfield. Malchus, Robert Meadwell. Pontius Pilate by Justin Butcher. Elizabeth, Jane Gambier. The Doctor, Andrew Harrison. Benani, Michael Hockey, and the servant girl, Katie Foster Barnes. Our Lamplighter Guild production assistants, Anna Becker, Abby Powers, Beecher Proach, Chrissy Goulamong, Emily McIntosh, and Hannah Pfeiffer. Recorded at the Soundhouse Recording Studios in London and at Salami Studios, North Hollywood. Your producer, John Fornoff. Executive producers, Mark and Deborah Hamby. And your host, John Rhys-Davies.
We've enjoyed our visit with you. Come back soon. You're always welcome here at Lamplighter Theatre.